WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Leah Weston here, and welcome back to the Brain Fog Detox. Now, I'm not talking about some crazy detox tea or cleanse, although those can be fun every now and then. This is about detoxing your mind from the constant barrage of information, notifications, and social media pressures that come with living in this digital age. Ever feel like your brain is just running on overload? Like you're constantly trying to juggle a million things at once? You're not alone. We're surrounded by distractions, by people vying for our attention, by endless streams of news and opinions. It can be overwhelming. But here's the good news. Taking care of your mental health in this crazy digital world is totally possible, and it's more important than ever. So, strap in, grab a cup of coffee or tea, if that's your jam, and let's dive into 5 key takeaways to help you stay grounded, focused, and mentally healthy, even when the internet feels like it's about to explode. First up, mindful technology use. This doesn't mean ditching your phone altogether, although a digital detox day now and then can be amazing. It's more about being conscious of how you use technology. Put down that phone during meals, turn off notifications when you're trying to focus, and designate tech-free time each day. Imagine it like this. Your brain is like a muscle, and constant stimulation from screens can tire it out, just like any other physical activity. Next, cultivate real-life connections. Remember those people who actually exist in the same space as you? Spending quality time with loved ones, engaging in face-to-face conversations, and building strong relationships are crucial for your mental well-being. It's easy to get lost in the online world, but real human connection is where it's at. Number 3. Prioritize sleep. You know that feeling when you're sleep-deprived, like you're walking through fog? Well, chronic sleep deprivation can seriously mess with your mental health. Aim for 7-8 hours of quality sleep each night. Create a relaxing bedtime routine. Dim the lights an hour before bed and avoid screen time right before you hit the hay. Think of sleep as a superpower. It recharges your brain and body, allowing you to tackle the day with more clarity and focus. Now, let's talk about stress management. We all experience stress, but chronic stress can be detrimental to our mental health. Find healthy ways to cope, like exercise, meditation, yoga, or spending time in nature. You know that feeling when you're completely engrossed in a hobby you love? That's your brain finding a way to unwind and recharge. And finally, be kind to yourself. Social media often presents a curated version of reality which can make us feel inadequate or pressured. Remember, comparison is the thief of joy. Celebrate your own unique journey. Embrace your imperfections and be kind to yourself both mentally and physically. You're doing great! Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. Sarah is constantly checking her phone, scrolling through social media, and feeling overwhelmed by work emails. She's exhausted, anxious, and struggling to focus. Sound familiar? But then, Sarah decides to take a break. She goes for a walk in the park, connects with friends over coffee, and makes a conscious effort to be more mindful of her technology use. Suddenly, she feels calmer, more focused, and happier. See what I mean? Small changes can make a big difference. So there you have it. 5 key takeaways to help you navigate the digital world and prioritize your mental health. Remember, taking care of your mind is just as important as taking care of your body. It's about finding balance, setting boundaries, and making conscious choices that support your well-being. You're capable of creating a fulfilling life, both online and offline. Now go out there, detox your mind, and rock this digital age. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs to hear it. Leave a review if you enjoyed it, and join the conversation on social media. I'm always here for you, and I can't wait to connect again tomorrow for another dose of brain fog-busting goodness. Until then, keep shining.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.